Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is November the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Corinthians chapters 13 to 16. We have victory only through our Lord Jesus Christ. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 57 and 58 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." This is one of the most eloquent and powerful passages in Scripture, as Apostle Paul brought his teaching on the resurrection to a climax by clarifying what this event means for a believer in Christ. The birth of Christ into this world over 2,000 years ago brought God to man, while the cross of Christ brought man back to God. The birth of Christ was the beginning of the end for death, which was why his birth was the good news of great joy to all people. The gospel is still the good news of great joy and hope to all who believe. We, as the believers in Christ, have much to look forward to, as we will one day receive glorified, incorruptible bodies that are not subject to death. Satan's apparent victories in the Garden of Eden and at the cross were reversed by Jesus' death and resurrection. Through our faith in Christ, we now can have victory over both death and grave. Death has been destroyed or rendered incapable of doing what it once did by Christ through his resurrection. The power of the grave has been broken as well when Christ rose up from the grave on the third day. From the vantage point of Christ's victorious return, death and the grave have no power over us because Christ has already conquered both and we participate in his victory. The truth of the resurrection of Christ has changed everything for us, as it now provides hope and enables us to go on steadfast in the face of overwhelming and difficult circumstances. Rather than living only for the present, we should live in the present with the future clearly in view, convinced that death is the last shadow that we face before heaven's glorious dawn. One day, we will also be raised from the dead, just as Christ was raised from the dead. So let us look forward to going to our eternal home that Jesus is preparing for us. When we die, we will have an intimate fellowship eternally with our beloved Lord, as we live forever in our resurrected, glorified bodies with Him. While we are now living in this world, let us understand that we have victory only through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith in Christ should make a solid difference of how we live from day to day, as we are fully convinced that one day we too will share in the glory of the resurrection, our blessed hope. We should continue steadfast in kingdom work, as all the work that we do for Christ will one day be rewarded. Our faith should believe and focus on proclaiming God's word without reservation. We should continue steadfastly in faith and abound in service to God, knowing that nothing we do for Christ and through Him will be in vain. The best is yet to come, so let us give Him our best now. As we can reiterate the words of Apostle Paul that he has penned in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."